This episode of the Consulting Pipeline podcast is brought to you by me, Philip Morgan. Hey, it's July 1st. Happy July 1st. We're getting to like that halfway point of the year. Wow. If you start out this year and you had some ideas about changing your business for the better, I want you to realize that hopefully you've made 6 months of awesome progress towards that. But if you have not, I want you to realize the clock's ticking, and maybe what you need to make that change are some ideas about how you might specialize. If that's the case, I urge you to check out my book, The Positioning Manual for Technical Firms, at thepositioningmanual.com. Agent Joaquin Jack Garcia worked undercover for 24 of his 26 years with the FBI. He was never detected once. Following is from Wikipedia. Garcia is renowned for his roles in successful cases against corrupt politicians in Atlantic City, New Jersey, corrupt police officers in the Hollywood Police Department, and the Broward County Sheriff's Office, Boston Police Department, and in the San Juan, Puerto Rico Police Department. He has also worked undercover against hundreds of drug dealers and leaders of both Colombian and Mexican drug cartels, while posing as either a money launderer, a transporter, or a trafficker. He has done undercover work on national and international terrorism cases, as well as national security investigations. Garcia has also worked undercover against Russian and Asian organized crime groups. Most remarkably, Garcia worked on many of these cases simultaneously, as he juggled his various undercover identities and roles. Thanks, Wikipedia. That's awesome. So if you search Quora for the question, what's the longest someone has been undercover, you'll find a really fascinating thread. That's actually what pointed me to the Wikipedia article I just quoted. One of the questions I get a lot about the move from a generalist to a specialist market position is whether being a specialist feels authentic. So I think this question makes perfect sense. If you are a generalist, you're really used to thinking of your breadth of experience as an asset, most likely. You're used to thinking of your ability to quickly conquer some kind of learning curve as an asset or even a potential competitive advantage. And so when you start to become a specialist, it feels like taking on a new identity and substituting different strengths for the ones that you used to focus on. So you used to focus on your versatility. Now you're focused on your depth and your track record with a particular problem and your ability, hopefully, to produce results. And the question comes up, am I pretending to be somebody I'm not? Can I still have a wide range of interests? Do I have to censor myself in my conversation with potential clients? Do I have to go undercover? You know, I've never heard any of the well-paid specialists I've interviewed, or the ones I know personally, say that it ever feels anything like being undercover. They don't ever use that idea that they're pretending to be something they're not. Now, for sure, when you specialize, the imposter syndrome can hit you real hard, and that, I think, goes with the territory. But if you can get through that, I think you'll find that what you will say and what other specialists do say is that it feels great to deliver a ton of value to clients. It feels great to hear a client say, we just can't believe you pulled this off. Or you really changed our business or changed my life with what you brought to the table. That feels very good indeed. And it also feels great to have clients seek you out rather than having to hustle to find the next project. So I find those are the feelings of being a specialist rather than this feeling of like, oh, I'm going undercover or I'm pretending to be somebody I'm not. You know, the first step towards delivering more value to clients is to find out what they value. That's where the research comes in. And then find out how your skills overlap with that value sweet spot. Also, you may need to acquire new skills or change some things about how you do things. But that it really all starts with finding out what clients value and gravitating towards that sweet spot. I can help you with this process. That's in a way, that's really what my business is all about, is helping generalists discover how they can deliver more value by specializing. And so again, the positioning manuals, I think, is probably a great place for you to start that process. Find out more about that at thepositioningmanual.com.